Hi, thanks for coming. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about my project using sun hemp as an intercrop in papaya plantings in South Florida. So y'all may have heard a little bit about occasional wind problems in the Gulf and in the Caribbean. Here's a picture of before this picture was a papaya planting, and this is after Hurricane Wilma. But in addition to hurricanes, we have pretty common high winds, especially during the planting time, which is the time that the papaya plants are most sensitive. Their stems are supple and brittle both. So we were interested in using an intercrop as a wind barrier because actually constructed wind barriers are prohibitively expensive for growers. Constructed wind barriers are used in some other tropical crops in South Florida, but wouldn't be cost-effective for papaya because the margins are relatively low. And we also thought that papaya would be ideal because you can see on the right, this is a picture of a native or a wild papaya in the native environment, so it tends to grow in gaps, and so we thought it would be compatible with growing other crops side by side. And sun hemp seemed like an ideal intercrop because it has a dense, erect growth, as you can see in that picture. Those sun hemp plants are getting to be about 2 meters, it looks like. It's a legume, so it has the added benefit of adding nitrogen to the soil. And it's very vigorous. And most recently, it's become popular with growers because the seed cost has dropped with some new importations into South Florida. So this study, our objectives were to test the sun hemp intercrop and mulch, because we would later mow it down and mulch onto the papaya beds, test its effects on wind speeds, on the papaya physiology, and on its growth. And we weren't really sure about it in terms of when the best time to mow the sun hemp intercrop would be, so we tested different mowing times as well. So our treatments were to mow early, mow late. Both of those treatments were planted at the same time, the sun hemp plants. And so here, this would be one block, one row. In the front, you would have one treatment, so that would be maybe mown early. In the middle, you see no sun hemp control, and perhaps the one in the back might be mown a little bit later, about a month and a half later. In all those treatments, the sun hemp was mown and then mulched onto the bed. So the study was a randomized complete block design. We measured wind speeds. We measured shade because that was also a concern in terms of papaya growth. We measured gas exchange at different key times and also measured growth by measuring stem diameter and height over time. Something that we didn't intend to measure at the beginning, but as we began to notice differences, we started to do, was we timed ourselves in weeding these plots because these were hand weeded, and we realized that there seemed to be differences between the different treatments in terms of the weed pressure. So we began to time ourselves as kind of a proxy measure of weed pressure. We also had differential water application, so each plot had a switching tensiometer that was triggered once a day if the water tension was above a certain level. And so here's what we saw in terms of wind. This, you see, is the sun hemp on either side, and in between are the papaya plants. You can see how vigorous the sun hemp became. Actually, a little bit too vigorous, we thought, became a concern. But you can kind of see inside, it looks like there's not very much wind, and on the outside you can see the plant that's in the front is a little bit outside of the sun hemp, and it's being moved a little bit more. Not a really high wind in this video, but you can imagine what might happen with a higher wind. So in terms of our measurements, the way we took these wind measurements was we had somebody stand outside of the planting with an anemometer to measure the wind speed outside the planting, somebody stand inside, and because wind speeds are highly variable, that a difference in just a couple of seconds may have a very different wind speed. So we stood out there with walkie-talkies, one person in the planting, one person outside the planting, and wait for a high wind moment and then say now and take our measurement. So these are on two different dates. One was in July when all of the sun hemp treatments were still standing, and one was in August when only one treatment was still standing. And the way this is presented is in percent reduction, so this is relative to the wind speed outside of the planting. And the plots that had no sun hemp actually had slightly higher wind, because we have a negative reduction, so you have higher wind than outside of the planting. And the ones that had sun hemp had basically no wind, almost 100% reduction. Then in August, it changed a little bit. We have some edge effects. By virtue of being in the planting, you have a reduction in wind, but you have a significantly greater reduction in the plots that have sun hemp. In terms of shade, the shade effects are obvious, but we began to be concerned that it was too much shade, and so we took some measurements across the day. This graph is the blue line is the plots with no sun hemp, the red line is the plots with sun hemp, and then the green line is just like a percent shade, the sun hemp relative to the no sun hemp. And even though for a significant portion of the day you have greater than 65% shade, during the middle portion of the day, the time when the light levels are highest, you have almost no shade because there's that gap between the sun hemp rows. And basically, if you take the daily light integral, it amounts to about 50%. Now, in terms of measuring gas exchange, this plot is net photosynthesis, and you see before the mowing of the first sun hemp treatment, we have lower photosynthetic rates in both treatments. The blue line and the green line represent the treatments that were in the sun hemp, and the red line and band represent the treatments with no sun hemp. And so the green line was mown early. So before the sun hemp was mown, they have both treatments are the same, but they're both lower than the control. And we thought that we might have like a high light stress from the plants being moved from the sun hemp shade into the sun, but that didn't really occur. So what we see is an increase in photosynthetic rates as soon as the early mowing treatment is mown. And but one thing that we didn't expect is to see that over time the vigor of those plants increased after the mulching. So you can see that by the time of the late mowing, the early mown treatment has significantly greater photosynthetic rates than both of the other treatments. And a similar pattern occurred afterwards after the late mowing and mulching. The late mown treatment also increased. This is in terms of growth. Even from very early on, you see that probably the shade effect causes the plants to elongate a little bit. So the two dashed lines are the sun hemp treatments, and the control is the solid line on the bottom. And that's just plant height in centimeters. And so they elongate early on and stay taller than the control treatment throughout the growth period. However, in terms of stem diameter, it's a little bit different. The dashed lines represent the different sun hemp treatments. The one that stays kind of on the top is the mown early treatment. And so we see that basically after about 60 days, the growth in stem diameter relative to the control really decreases if they stay in the shade. However, the ones that were mown and mulched begin to increase above even the control treatment. So we think that this is a mulching response as opposed to an intercrop response. And this is just a visual of that. So here in the front you see the sun hemp mulch is pretty vigorous. There's a lot of organic matter that's being tossed on there. And then a little bit further back is the control plants that you can see are a little bit shorter. And then in the very back would be the late mown treatment that's kind of being smothered by the sun hemp. Papaya are planted with three plants per hole because the female plants have to be rogued to leave only the hermaphrodite plants. So when we went and roped those plants, I took these pictures here. The top one is the Mohn early treatment. Those are stems from about ground height. In the middle is the control, and on the bottom is the Mohn late. And you can just see that just walking through the planting, you would see a pretty noticeable difference in vigor between the Mohn early treatment and the Mohn late. In terms of weeding time, we see pretty noticeable differences, but for both sun hemp treatments. So during the period when the sun hemp is growing, there's shade on the bed, and this is a picture of that. On the left is the control, on the right is a plot that's in the sun hemp, and presumably just as a shade, there's lower vigor of the weeds, lower weed germination, and so we basically result in about a 50% reduction in weed pressure in the plots that either have the intercrop growing or have been mulched. So as a conclusion, this system has a potential to protect papaya from high wind, improve growth up to a certain point. If you leave the sun hemp up too long, shade begins to diminish growth, and so you have reduced vigor and potentially reduced yields. The sun hemp mulch did improve subsequent growth pretty dramatically, and so the mulch has an especially positive impact. And of course, we see the reductions in weed pressure. So we think that overall, this is a positive potential system. Thank you.
Any questions? Yes.
What sun hemp cultivars did you use?
The question was, what sun hemp cultivar did we use? And I'm forgetting now.
Three options. Tropic Sun, there's Auburn Gold, or there's IAC-1 that's commercially available, unless you bought from
Carl. No, I believe it was Tropic Sun, but I'm not 100% sure. I have to go back and check.
So it's going to match up the cultivar you use. Mm-hmm. Shorting ones are going to get taller and offer more shade and competition.
Mm-hmm.
And something like, I think, Autumn Gold?
Autumn.
Yeah, Auburn Gold.
Those are going to be shorter. Uh-huh. They're going to flower earlier. They're going to be broader. So the response that you saw is heavily dependent on the cultivar you selected.
Right. So in terms of cultivar selection, our decision process was what are the growers in the homestead area buying, and then at that point there was only one supplier supplying one set of seeds. So that was what we purchased.
One quick question. You might have showed it, I might have missed it, but what was your days after planting date or days after planting when you reached maximum height? Just do you have an approximation of how many days after planting?
For the sun hemp?
Yes, for the sun hemp.
I haven't looked at that to make sure, but I would say that it was after that early mowing, so it would have been. Now, days after planting, that was days after papaya planting, which was about 30 to 40 days after the sun hemp planting. So the sun hemp plants went in before the papaya plants to allow them to get above the papaya plants to protect them first.
Any more questions?